Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Canada, the greatest companion, friend, ally the United States has ever had throughout its whole history. To the north. Those of you who know Canadians or have lived in Canada or the Canadians here understand. This is a benefit for everyone in the United States and in Canada. Therefore, paying attention to Canada is necessary. But why? Because everything's okay, except I welcome Charles Burton of Synopsys. He's going to help me because this challenge requires me to understand Canadian governance. Suddenly, things are not okay, and there's attention needed. As we're in a transition in the United States, they're now in a transition in Canada. The headline from Reuters, Canada government adrift after finance minister resigns. Trump tariffs loom. The finance minister, also the deputy prime minister, Chrystia Freeland, an extremely well-spoken person, a veteran of the Financial Times where I first met her, and she's often been on this show. She's extremely quick and a match for any finance minister or deputy prime minister or prime minister I can think of. However, suddenly, I read Reuters, the abrupt resignation of Canada's finance minister leaves the government adrift less than a month before the inauguration of a new U.S. administration that could impose crippling sanctions on Canadian exports. Your head spins at this one. Charles, a very good evening to you. What happened? Because the resignation letter is seen as a blow to Trudeau and a crack in the plinth that holds up the Canadian heroism. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I mean, this is, you know, shocking chaos in the Canadian Parliament. I think due to a difference of opinion between Prime Minister Trudeau and his cohort in the Prime Minister's office and the now resigned Minister of Finance, Chrystia Freeland, a highly respected figure in Canadian politics. And it all comes down to how does Canada respond to the threat by incoming President Trump to impose a 25% tariff on Canadian exports into the United States. And Mr. Trudeau, whose popularity has been at absolute almost unprecedented rock bottom levels, for whom the polls indicate that if an election was called tomorrow, that the Liberals could be put into fourth place in the party rankings, polling that in some polls less than 20% of popular support behind the Conservatives, who would achieve a majority if the polls are right. The opposition party would be a party which is exclusively in the province of Quebec, the Bloc Québécois, who promote Quebec separatism, and then the Socialist NDP, New Democratic Party, and then the Liberals. So Trudeau's in a desperate strait. So he adopted what amounts to a highly ill-advised and, I think, desperate measure, which was to announce that on December 14th, that the value-added tax on toys, alcoholic beverages under 7% alcohol, but not excluding wine, which could be over 7%, Christmas trees, and junk food, you know, happy food for Christmas celebrations, would be exempted. This cynical vote-getting ploy didn't go over very well with, I think, the population, although I do expect to be stocking up on wine when it's 50% cheaper than it is today, but it doesn't cause me to feel that I would change my voting behavior as a result. And as a result, Chrystia Freeland argued with the Prime Minister, it was highly ill-advised that we should, as she puts it, keep our fiscal power to dry to prepare for the coming tariff war with Mr. Trump's highly nationalistic aggressive economic nationalism, plus the threat of the 25% tariff, and that she was not prepared to support this measure because it would cause her commitment to keep the Canadian national deficit down to $40 billion to soar up to, well, along with some other ill-advised Trudeau election-related financial gimmicks, would put the national debt up to 60%. So last Friday, Mr. Trudeau, who has been courting Mark Carney, the former governor of the Bank of England and former governor of the Bank of Canada, to become the finance minister, right when Ms. Freeland is the finance minister, tells Ms. Freeland on Friday that she will no longer be finance minister the next week, that she should deliver an economic update where she proposes the government's program of deficit funding at the level of $60 billion when she promised no more than $40, and that she would be given a cabinet position without portfolio to regulate the relationship between Canada and the United States. There was a cabinet committee that she headed up that is the Cabinet Committee on Canada-U.S. Relations, which had been formed under the previous Trump presidency and then was disbanded when Mr. Biden came in, I think on the assumption that everything would be okay between Canada and the U.S. under Biden, reconstituted under Ms. Freeland. But when Mr. Trudeau went to Mar-a-Lago, he took a couple of other cabinet ministers and his chief of staff to enjoy a steak in Florida with Mr. Trump and did not take Ms. Freeland. So she resigned just hours before she was supposed to give the economic update, causing complete chaos because there was an economic update on the parliamentary agenda and all of a sudden there was no finance minister to deliver it. An emergency caucus meeting was called. Ms. Freeland came into the meeting looking devastated and with tears in her eyes and was met with a standing ovation by the Liberal caucus who was there. Chaos ensued. A cabinet minister for finance was rapidly appointed, a very close associate of Mr. Trudeau, in a chaotic ceremony in Government House by the representative of King Charles, the Governor General of Canada. And now we have a situation where Mr. Trudeau's completely lost confidence among a significant fraction of the Liberal Party and the Liberal members, but still has not resigned his prime ministership. And so Parliament's in chaos. The New Democratic Party, which supports the minority Liberals, have pledged not to support any government headed by Mr. Trudeau. An election could be called if Parliament falls under a motion of non-confidence. And will the Liberals be led by Mr. Trudeau into the political wilderness, or will we see a demise of Mr. Trudeau as the leader and someone new come in who may or may not be able to lead the Liberals to victory? Very unlikely. And one possibility is, in fact, Mark Carney himself.
Charles, as you recite very carefully this drama, I'm struck by how there seems this synchronicity with other governances over these last days. A short list here. The government in Germany falls for new elections. The government in France falls into disrepair because of the rejection of a prime minister, now a new prime minister, but there can't be new elections until next summer. So Mr. Marcon's reign is extremely qualified. The government in South Korea votes out the president. The government in Japan, in the control of the LDP for decades, weakens around Ishiba. I could go on, but I think you get the drift here. The governments are all a flutter. And why? Is it the tariffs? Does that do it, Charles? The tariffs alone? Because what you just told me is over Reese's peanut butter cups, the Canadian government could fall. There has to be more than that driving it.
Well, I think, certainly I think this is very good news for Mr. Xi Jinping, Mr. Vladimir Putin, and Kim Jong-un to see democracies around the world evidently simultaneously blowing themselves up for no good reason. I mean, I suppose that the outstanding factor are the statements by incoming President Trump, which are causing great disorder under heaven with regard to future alliances, Where does Mr. Trump stand on Ukraine? Where does Mr. Trump stand on Taiwan? What will happen to the economies of nations that are subject to very high tariffs when so much of their economic activity is dependent on the U.S. consumer? All of these factors are there, but I guess the main factor that's changed has been the election of Mr. Trump to the presidency that I think most democratic regimes refused to believe was possible, just as they didn't think he would win over Hillary Clinton. And now this coming to the fore rapidly is causing a certain amount of distress as to what the future is for the political parties that are not sympathetic to Mr. Trump's agenda in countries around the world.
I want to shorten my understanding of what happened. Chrystia Freeland said it's unwise to give tax cuts for candy and wine at Christmas time. It won't win you any favor. And it just makes my job more difficult because we don't know what the tariffs are going to cost us. We don't need to spend money. And Mr. Trudeau said, yes, we do, and fired her. And that's very odd. Does Mr. Trudeau have some secret agreement with Mr. Trump that we know about, that he can make candy cheaper at Christmas and not worry about tariffs?
Well, I think that, I think certainly Ms. Freeland feels that these are costly political gimmicks, desperate measures on the part of Mr. Trudeau to try and bolster his support so that he will be reelected in the upcoming next election. I think that nobody believes that this is anything but a rather pathetic ploy on his part to try and curry favor with Canadians that he clearly underestimates their intelligence. I think that for Ms. Freeland, her feeling is that we need to be prepared for uncertainty in our relationship with the United States, and therefore it's highly unwise to go further into debt over this removing the tariff on the peanut butter cups and other products that Mr. Trudeau thinks Canadians would be eating more of over the Christmas season. Does make me wonder if we should have a similar program for Diwali and Hanukkah and all the other holidays that Canadians may celebrate in a country which is less and less Christian, but let's leave that aside for now.
All right, we're in a melodrama, and the way to get out of it is an election. So when we come back, what is to be done? How does it work? This is Charles Burton of Synopsis in Canada, in Ottawa. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.